Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but leave me a message. You're listening to AMS Unfiltered.
What's up, you guys? It's Amber, and welcome back to a new episode of AMS Unfiltered. I have missed you guys so much, and I know I probably start every episode off like that, but it's true. I miss you, and I love posting, and I love talking to you guys. So whenever I go a little bit without posting, of course, I miss you, and I'm always thinking of you. And with that being said, if you are a podcast listener and you don't follow me on any other social media, you definitely should if you want to keep up with me when I'm not recording the podcast. You should totally go find me on social media. I have Instagram, TikTok. Those are both Amber J. Greaves. I'm even on Pinterest, Amazon storefront. Like, girl, I got pretty much everything except Twitter. I even have a Patreon, but I have not been using my Patreon as much. It's something I really want to get on this year and start posting and having extra content go on there. So we'll see. All in good time. Yeah, I have missed you guys so much. I figured for today's episode, I would just catch you up on where I have been. I took a couple weeks off to catch up on other content such as YouTube videos, TikToks, Instagram, all that fun stuff. But I am back and I am so excited. We're probably going to wrap up season two really soon just so that I can try to get ahead on having a video podcast because that is something I really, really, really want to do. And I'm saving some really exciting episodes for when I have the video format available because I feel like they're just going to hit so different having it on video. So there's certain episodes I have planned that I really, really, really just can't wait to record for you, but all in good time, you guys. Season three is going to be so freaking lit. But yeah, let's catch up. I am back on YouTube. I'm finally caught up on all of my YouTube content. I'm currently filming a vlog actually right now as we speak. So make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube if you want to have a behind the scenes of what I'm doing right now. You can see what it looks like where I'm recording the podcast and all that stuff. So definitely go subscribe to my YouTube. But yeah, I took a couple weeks off to majorly catch up on content. I've been trying to get back to doing weekly vlogs on YouTube where I upload every week. I'm throwing it back to my old style of how I used to record. I used to always record weekly vlogs and then in the middle I would throw in like other random videos as well. Now on top of it though, TikTok of course is now in the equation. Back 4 or 5 years ago, I did not have TikTok to balance on top of YouTube, and now I do. So it's been a little bit difficult, but I'm finally getting the hang of it. Basically, I'm trying to make content that I would make anyway for my YouTube channel, but now make it so that I can also upload it on TikTok and Instagram. Because obviously, we are the first generation that is dealing with social media, like this whole idea of having a career based on stuff you do on the internet or stuff you post on the internet is crazy. And a lot of people do not understand. We're the first generation that's going through it. There's no rule book. There's no college course you can take that is going to teach you how to do this stuff. We're all kind of learning as we go. And so it's been interesting just kind of evolving with the times and trying to keep up with social media because social media changes so fast. Trends come and go. Honestly, usually apps come and go. Like I'm kind of surprised that TikTok has made such a wave in social media. TikTok is like one of the social media apps these days. It's like probably one of the top social media apps if I had to guess. I don't know what exact order they're all in as far as user activity and stuff like that with like Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. I don't know like what the ranking is, but it must be up there because it is so huge. Everyone uses TikTok now. It's literally everywhere. Thinking about Vine, which was kind of like the same idea as TikTok with short content, that obviously didn't have a very long life. So it's kind of crazy to see that TikTok is still going strong and like taking over. On the creator side of things though, I'm going to quickly go off on a little tangent. Typically on TikTok, I think people, of course, like approach it all different ways. But typically on TikTok, people will film on their phone. Either they'll film on the app, like in TikTok, they'll film and like save it as a draft, whatever. Or they'll film on their camera and then, you know, edit it and upload it to the app, whatever. But with me, first of all, my phone is broken and holding on for dear life. If you guys have not seen a photo of my phone, it's so tragic. My phone is so, so shattered. It's like unsafe at this point. Like the computer in the back of the phone is fully exposed. So it's a little scary. Also, not only that, my storage always is out. Like my phone never has enough room. So I can't ever record on there. I barely have enough room for all of my apps. So it's been a struggle trying to keep up with TikTok content when I don't have the ability to film it right on my phone and have it like instantly there to upload. So my process for TikTok lately has been, I have been filming all of my TikToks with my vlog camera. It's kind of good, kind of bad. It's great in the way that the content is beautiful quality, very good playback, looks It's really good on the app, very crisp. Like, that is all great. But the only thing that sucks is it's not instant. It's on my camera. I have to then import it to the computer, edit it, then put it to my phone, then put it to the app, and then upload it. So it is a lengthy process, but I feel like I'm also a perfectionist at the end of the day. So I would rather go through those extra steps to make sure that my content is looking good and is, you know, pleasing on the eyes and is very just enjoying to watch. Like, I would rather go the extra mile to make sure that my viewer is really enjoying my content. But yeah, so I've been having a lot of fun over on TikTok. Also, you guys, we hit 10K on Instagram. 10,000 followers on Instagram and counting. We're already at 11,500 followers on there. Like, I don't know what is happening. I swear, you guys, again, like, kind of speaking on the creator side of things, if you are trying to make your business or your social media page, whatever it may be, if you're trying to get exposure and attention to it, I swear you need to start uploading reels. And if you're already uploading reels and they're not getting the views you want yet, please just be patient. Don't ever delete them. Keep them up. Try to post without the TikTok watermark. Like, if you're reposting a TikTok or reposting something that might have like a logo or a watermark on it, try to not do that. Like, try to just upload fresh content that looks like you filmed it just for Instagram, because they're very picky. They don't want to see watermarks. They don't want recycled content. But yeah, just keep going. Consistency is such the key on Instagram Reels. I'm not even kidding you. I've been posting on Instagram Reels for probably about like over a year now, if I had to guess, maybe even a little bit longer, maybe closer to 2 years. I can't exactly remember when the Instagram Reel feature came out, but I've been posting since it came out. In the beginning, I didn't really take it that seriously because I was kind of like, you know, whatever, let me just post my TikToks on Instagram. So I would post the TikToks with my TikTok watermark, not to mention, because back then they didn't care if you uploaded it with, you know, the TikTok logo or any other type of logo. At first, they would kind of flop, but then I got a few that got so many views. And the weird thing was, I would upload a TikTok to my Instagram reel and it would sit for a couple days. It wouldn't do anything crazy, like it wouldn't get crazy views. Then all of a sudden, randomly, I would just start getting tons of notifications and the video would blow up. So that's why I'm saying don't ever delete your reels, keep them up, because an old ass reel might all of a sudden randomly blow up just because of their algorithm. That's just my standpoint on it, but I swear, you guys, uploading consistently on Reels is what has helped me grow my Instagram. And it's such a good feeling because I have been doing Instagram for so long, over 10 years now. And as far as my YouTube channel, I've been really taking YouTube seriously probably since like 2016. And around then is when I like kind of started taking my Instagram seriously as well and really trying to build an audience and stuff like that. So it's just really nice to now finally see growth. It's such a good feeling. And also just seeing people interacting with my stuff and liking my content. It's just such a good feeling. And if I had given up, I wouldn't be here. So just don't give up. Even if it's slow and steady, you know what? Slow and steady wins the motherfucking race. So do not give up. So we hit 10K on Instagram, which was such an exciting day. Let me kind of fill you in on that day for a minute, which if you guys saw my vlog, you're probably already able to picture exactly what I'm talking about because I did record the entire day when I hit 10K on Instagram. But basically, the night before, when I knew I was really close to hitting 10K, I ended up showing my boyfriend an old vlog of when I hit 10K on YouTube. It was just really nice because he wasn't close with me back then. Like, we knew each other, but we weren't close friends. So it was really interesting to kind of let him in and show him that video of me back then hitting a milestone, just showing him what I was like back then, where I was living, like what I was doing. Things were just so different. And so that's one thing about my vlogs that I'm so thankful for, is that I still have those amazing memories forever to watch. And my boyfriend, who wasn't there, you know, during those times, is still now able to get a glimpse, as if I'm like opening up my memories in my brain and letting him see. Like, it's just cool that I have them there. But I did show him the vlog where we hit 10K on YouTube, and it was just so special, and it got me like really in my feels and just super excited. I don't know, it kind of refreshed me in a way where now I'm just feeling so inspired and so excited to create content and to connect with people. And I don't know, this year has just been going so good so far, and I feel really good. My energy feels really good, and I just kind of wanted to express that on here and hopefully share it with you guys in case anyone needs a little bit of good energy right now, I got you. I'm sending all of the vibes through the speaker right now. So I hope that you're absorbing it. I hope that you're feeling good. But anyway, back to the 10K day. So I woke up and I was just cuddling with Tundi in my bed, and I happened to go on Instagram and saw that we hit 10K, and it was so cool. Like, still just seeing the K next to the number on my Instagram is so crazy. And it's not about numbers at all. It feels weird being like, oh my God, like 10K, and getting all excited about it. But honestly, it's just been such a long time that I've been putting in work, and it just feels like I've built a family in a way. Like, I have so many people on my Instagram and my YouTube and just my social medias in general that I love and I look forward to talking to each day, and I look forward to seeing their posts and hearing about their family and about their life. I don't know. It's like, it's not about the number. It's just literally about the people that I picture in my head that I see that are supporting me. And even the people that are silent supporters that just follow me and support me and love what I do, but don't often comment or, you know, do anything like that, I still appreciate you just as much and look forward to posting for you and sharing stuff with you. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. But yeah, so I woke up, I saw that. It was so, so surreal to see. Later on that day, Devin actually stopped by and surprised me. But of course, I had hopped in the shower and was in there for so long, and he was just waiting in my room with flowers. And I came out of the shower and literally almost died because I walked in my room and just saw a man, obviously, like out of my peripheral. And I was like, what the fuck? I almost flipped out. I was like, who is in my room right now? But then, of course, within a second, I realized it was Devin, and I saw him with flowers, and I was like, oh my God. And he went to a flower shop and picked out 10 different types of flowers for 10K and put a beautiful bouquet together for me. And I could have cried. I mean, I almost did cry. It was so sweet. And the flowers are so beautiful, you guys. I still have them. They're next to my vanity where I do my makeup and get ready. And I just love staring at them. They're so beautiful. And just the fact that he went to a florist, he was at a work meeting too, when he was like out nowhere near where we live. And he just went to this random florist on his way home and got me not one, but two bouquets of flowers. Surprised me with that one, obviously, for 10K. Then, of course, he was like, all right, get yourself ready. Like, obviously, I just got out of the shower. And he's like, and then I have another surprise for you downstairs. So I get ready. I brush my hair. I'm all discombobulated at this point. So I get myself ready. We go downstairs and I see a bouquet of roses, Oreo cakesters, and half-baked Ben & Jerry's ice cream. I, of course, was just like, oh my God, this is all my favorite things. Like, thank you so much. And he was like, I just have one question for you. Will you be my Valentine? And I was like, oh my God, who is this? Like, who is this man? Where did I find him? He is so, so fucking sweet. Obviously, he did not have to ask me to be his Valentine. I'm his girlfriend. Like, I love him. I will be his Valentine forever. But he went and just like took the time out of his day to make that special for me. And that is literally why he is the best person on the planet. And I love him so much. So that was just a really, really special day. It was so much fun. After Devin left, me and Chance and my sisters actually celebrated. We opened a bottle of champagne. We made some pink cupcakes and wrote 10K on them and just had the best time. I love being with my family, and especially my sisters. My sisters have been here for every milestone I've hit, literally in life, like not even just YouTube or career related. They've been there for everything in my life, and I'm just so thankful for them. I don't know why I'm getting like emotional right now. It's just crazy because I don't know. I guess it just hit me because I'm just so grateful that I have two built-in best friends that are there to support literally every milestone with me. I just love them so much. But anyway, I'm going to move on. So that was the most special day ever. I loved being able to celebrate another milestone, and it's just inspiring me to keep on going. And if you are someone who is just starting out a career, don't be afraid. Also, don't be afraid of failure. Failure is something that I feel like is such a negative thing that people think about, but also you don't get good at something without failing, you know? So if it takes you way longer than somebody else to get to a certain promotion or a certain standpoint or a certain place, you can't really like compare your journey to somebody else. Yeah, they might get there faster, but by the time you get there, you might surpass them because you've already learned X, Y, and Z because you've failed and you've been through things that maybe they didn't go through. You just cannot get discouraged if you're not immediately great and excelling at something. It takes time to be great at something, and it takes practice, and everything in life takes consistency and a little bit of patience. If you are starting out a new journey, just remember there are going to be so many amazing milestones that you're going to reach and that you're going to celebrate. So just keep that as motivation and as fuel to keep you going. It has taken me like a decade to get anywhere on social media, and now it's finally growing. And back in the day, I thought about quitting so many times. There were literally so many times where I was like, if I don't start making money on YouTube, I'm going to have to go a different route. And there were times in my life where my YouTube channel was flopping so hard, getting no views. I was so broke, had no money. And I was like, I just cannot keep spending time on YouTube because I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I need to work more. And so I would work more and have less time to upload. I would go months sometimes without uploading on YouTube because I had to put it on the back burner. And now we're at a point in my life where I can do YouTube most of the week and also still work my job that I enjoy. It's just crazy. Like, slowly but surely, I'm getting to where I want to be. All you have to do is just believe in yourself. It doesn't matter who else believes in you. You got to believe in yourself. And of course, it's great having support from people. I am so lucky that I have supportive people around me, but it wasn't always that way. Sometimes I was in it alone and had to keep persevering alone because that's just what happens sometimes. Like I said, now here we are. It's been a decade of doing all of this, and I'm just so happy with where it's at. I would not trade it for the world. Back in the day, I wished that it would excel faster and that I would get a million subscribers and be set for life or whatever. But now, looking back at it, that is not what was meant for me. I was not meant for like an overnight success. I was not meant for a viral video. I was meant to learn the things I learned. I failed many times. And now here I am. Now I have all of this knowledge and experience. Now I'm finally leveling up and getting to where I need to be. So yeah, I don't know, just a little bit of motivation for you all on this fine Friday or whenever you're listening to this. On another note, let's shift over to some movie talk for a minute. First of all, you guys, Wicked is officially filming. So if you don't know, Ariana Grande is going to be playing Glinda the Good Witch in the Wicked live action movie that is coming out. They are turning Wicked, the iconic Broadway play, into a live action movie. And I am so excited. Yes, they have officially started filming, I think as of like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And they are currently filming a two-part movie series. So basically the Wicked movie is going to be two movies. And that is so exciting because Ari has been posting a little bit here and there. Of course, she can't post too much. Obviously, she has to wait until the movie is coming out in order to post anything related to it. But she has posted a little cover of her singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And if you know, you know, that is such a special song, not only just because Ariana has always openly loved Wicked and theater in general, but she's always incorporated Wicked into her career. She's done many live performances of Wicked songs. And unfortunately, after the incident in Manchester at one of her concerts, she started singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow at every single show for the rest of the tour. And that was kind of like, you know, our song as a fan base to honor the ones that we unfortunately lost in Manchester. Rest in peace. The point is, that song is so special, and people were hating on her and like comparing her singing that song to the original. And like, people were just being so rude online. And I'm like, girl, that song is so meaningful. She's in the middle of filming a movie, but yet took the time to come on here and sing for us because we've been all talking about how much we miss her singing. And people still are going to complain. Shake my damn head. Now I know why she does not like to come online anymore. But yeah, I'm just so excited for Ari. She has the role that she has always dreamed of having. She's playing Glinda the Good Witch. That is like something she has always dreamed of. And it is so inspiring to see because, as we were just talking about earlier, I've obviously had hopes and dreams my whole life, and now I'm finally starting to see some of those come to fruition. And just seeing her reaching goals that she never even thought were imaginable is just so much more inspiring to me. Before we know it, we are going to be seeing her again. We are going to be hearing her voice again. We're going to be seeing her on our TVs. Also, on another note, when the Wicked movie does come out, Timmy and I are really trying to go to New York City for premiere week and see it in the city. So who knows? Maybe we could have a little meetup. So yeah, I'll have to see when that gets a little bit closer. I will let you guys know. More to come on that. Of course, we still have many, many, many months. I think it comes out this winter, like winter of 2023, if I remember correctly. But I honestly do not remember. We shall see. I cannot wait. On the same subject of movies, I wanted to also update you guys on my Marvel Universe experience. I have mentioned it that Devin and I have been binge watching all of the Marvel movies, and I figured I could update you guys on some of my favorite Marvel characters slash heroes. I figured I could also tell you guys some of my favorite movies so far. Currently, right now, we just finished watching, or actually we're in the middle of watching the second Doctor Strange movie. So if you're in the Marvel world and you understand like chronologically where we are, that's like roughly where we are. And we're going to finish Doctor Strange, and then we're going to watch a couple of the TV shows that are in the Marvel universe. And then we're going to watch a few more movies, and then we're going to be caught up. In fact, we are going to see the new Ant-Man movie that's coming out. I think we're going like next week or something like that. So it has just been so fun watching Marvel. I am the type of person where I definitely love watching like my comfort TV shows, my comfort movies whenever I'm chilling and like hanging out. And especially when I'm going through things in life and need to kind of escape my reality, I will always jump to my favorite TV shows and movies. So now this has been fun because over the winter so far, I have gone through personal things that have been struggles for me and that have kept me down. And having these Marvel movies to watch and kind of like jumping into their world for a second and leaving mine and like leaving all my problems behind has been so nice. And now we're to a point where I'm feeling really good about life. I am just in such a good mindset right now. Now the movies have just been hitting extra different because they just make me so happy. I don't know. I just now associate such good things with all of the Marvel movies. So it has been such a good experience. I love them so far. Some of my favorite Marvel characters would definitely have to be Iron Man, of course. I fucking love Iron Man. I love Doctor Strange. He is like one of my favorites. I love the Black Widow. She is iconic. I love her so much. I love Loki, obviously. Our dog's name is Loki. Loki's a villain in the Marvel world, but like you can tell that he has some good in his heart, and I just love him. And I especially love him because whenever I'm watching a movie with Loki in it, I'm always like, oh my god, that's my dog. Like, he's out here in space. Like, I don't know, I just always hear his name and I'm like, oh, it's my dog. I also really love Wanda. Wanda has become one of my new favorites. We watched WandaVision, which, you know, kind of taught us a little bit more about her. She's currently in the Doctor Strange movie that we're watching. I don't want to spoil anything also in case people are going to be going and watching these movies. So I'm not going to make any comments on anything. I also love Thor. He's one of my favorites. Thor and Loki are actually brothers, if you didn't know. I love both of them. So yeah, those are some of my favorites. And then some of my favorite movies so far. Iron Man 3 is one of my favorite movies. It made me cry the first time I watched it because it's just so good. And also it's filmed around Christmas time. They have a lot of like Christmas references in the movie. So that's really cool because y'all know how I feel about Christmas. Yeah, that movie is just so good. I also love the Avengers, Age of Ultron. All the Avengers movies are so good, but the Age of Ultron is so good. Infinity War and Endgame. I loved both of those. Oh my God, they made me feel so many things. So many things. So many tears were shed watching those movies, but they were phenomenal. And then the Doctor Strange movies are my favorite as well. But yeah, so that's some of my Marvel updates for you all. I know some of you guys have been keeping up. So definitely reach out and let me know your favorite Marvel moments, movies, characters, anything like that. I would love to hear. But yeah, other than that, lately, like I said, I've been feeling really good. My energy has been so good. I've been in a good place mentally. I feel like I'm finally getting my power back and just, I don't know, I just feel really strong and really good. I've been making to-do lists every day, which has helped so much. Again, I feel like a broken record if you're someone who watches my vlogs as well, because I have shown all of this in my vlogs. But basically, every day I've been making to-do lists. And the most important thing is I've been making realistic to-do lists. I feel like in the past, I would always be like, oh, writing lists doesn't work. And like, I would be such a hater on writing things down. But in all reality, it was because I wasn't writing realistic goals down. Like, I would be trying to conquer the whole world in one day. Like, honey, you need to slow down and put one thing at a time. So I have been putting things such as drinking enough water, moving, like getting any sort of exercise, you know, just like honestly really realistic things I've been trying to write down first. So at least I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I'm on a roll. I'm accomplishing things. Then I put more like, you know, pay bills, go to the bank, do this. Like, I try to put all of my most realistic tasks on the list. So it makes me feel like I'm accomplishing a lot. And then, of course, I'll also put tasks that I don't want to do on there as well. I don't know, it might be a mental game, but I have just been feeling really good and I have been tackling my to-do lists every single day. I've been keeping my thoughts organized, which is like my biggest problem. So that has been helping. And also I have been getting some movement every day. I've been trying to go on the treadmill for 30 minutes, give or take, honestly, like 15 to 30. If you can do it every day, that's amazing. If you can only do it a few times a week, that is great too. Any movement is good. I've just been trying to either start or end my day with walking on the treadmill. I do high incline, either like 12, 15. I don't know if it goes any higher than that, but doing a really high incline and then doing like three and a half speed for 15 to 30 minutes, you are going to be sweating profusely. Like you will not be able to sit down on any surface you care about after that because you're going to be fucking soaked from sweat. I'm speaking from experience here. But yeah, so I've been getting movement every day, which has been helping me so much. It's been helping me feel better. I've been trying to get proper nutrients in my body, drinking lots of tea, trying not to drink too much coffee because I do have a problem where I drink way too much coffee. But yeah, things have just been really good. I don't really have much else to update you guys on currently. I think I kind of ran through everything that I've been going through since the last time that we talked on here. I'll probably wrap this episode up because, like I said, I just wanted today's episode to be a nice short one where we can catch up and get back into the groove of things. I will definitely be back next Friday for a new episode. If you have an Instagram account, make sure you are following me on Instagram and also follow my podcast Instagram, Am's Unfiltered Podcast. If you guys have any recommendations of topics or things you want me to discuss or do on the podcast, I had someone suggest that we read Reddit short horror stories, and I am so down for that. Like, that is what we're going to be doing next time for sure. We might go on Reddit and read some forums next week and react to some things. Yeah, definitely make sure you're following me on Instagram if you want to suggest any input for future episodes. Of course, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, streaming the podcast. Thank you for following me. Thank you for supporting me. I cannot express in words how thankful I am, but I'm going to keep pushing and trying to put out content that makes me proud and that makes you guys all proud and makes you all happy. My goal from day one has always been that I want my YouTube channel or any sort of social media avenue to be a place where people can escape their problems or their life for a moment. If they just want to get out and get into the safe space, I want my channel to be that for you. If you are trying to escape something for a few minutes, turn on one of my vlogs and I hope that it can help you in some way. Just always remember that me creating the vlogs is me doing the same thing. Like when I'm making these vlogs, that's me escaping my reality and me escaping my problems just for a little while so that I can put together something sweet and cozy for you to enjoy. Just know you're not alone and we're out here doing the damn thing together. Make sure to go ahead and rate this podcast if you can on any app that you stream podcasts. It would help me so much. Also make sure you are following me, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and yeah, I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.